Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. And disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here with another classic episode of the podcast. In this one, we're talking turkey. Specifically, we're talking about its purported property of inducing sleepiness. It turns out that it's far from the first culprit in post-holiday feast naps.
Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and our question of the day is, does turkey really make you sleepy? America's favorite holiday bird does have the makings of a natural sedative in it, an amino acid called tryptophan. Tryptophan is an essential amino acid, meaning that you need it, but your body can't manufacture it. The body has to get tryptophan and other essential amino acids from food. Tryptophan helps the body produce the B vitamin niacin, which in turn helps you produce serotonin. Serotonin is a remarkable chemical that acts as a sort of calming agent in the brain and plays a key role in sleep. And tryptophan is also a precursor to another calming compound, melatonin. So you might think that if you eat a lot of turkey, your body would produce more serotonin and melatonin, and you would feel calm and maybe more likely to fall asleep. But nutritionists and other experts say that the tryptophan in turkey probably won't trigger the body to produce more serotonin because tryptophan works best on an empty stomach. The tryptophan in Thanksgiving turkey has to vie with all of the other amino acids that the body takes in order to pass the blood-brain barrier and get to work. Only part of the tryptophan in a turkey dinner will make it to the brain to help produce serotonin. The fact that Thanksgiving meals are often carbohydrate-heavy actually does help. Think of all the bread, stuffings, potatoes, corn, and candied tubers covered in marshmallows that we eat before we even get to the real desserts. The insulin our bodies releases to process all of that also serves as sort of rideshare vehicles for a lot of amino acids, but not for tryptophan, which hitches a ride to the brain on a protein called albumin. So, with most of the competition out of the way, it is in fact easier for tryptophan to get into our brain and start the process that leads to the production of more serotonin. Melatonin, meanwhile, is produced outside of the brain, so you don't have to worry about that competition at the blood-brain barrier. But you do have to worry that you have all the other compounds necessary for your body to create it. Overall, researchers think it's neither the melatonin nor the serotonin produced from tryptophan that leads to rampant late-afternoon napping on Thanksgiving. Most likely, it's the whole traditional meal together producing lethargy. The average Thanksgiving meal contains 3,000 calories, more than most of us usually eat in a whole day, and your body works hard to digest all that food. After all, your nervous system is set up to prime your body for maximum nutrient absorption every single time you eat. Part of this is called our rest and digest response. When we eat, we excrete more saliva and gastric juices, and our heart rate and blood pressure lower. Also, our bodies are sending more blood to our guts in order to help out, meaning that less is available for the brain and the skeletal system. All of this can make you feel lethargic, limb-heavy, and relaxed. Also, if you drink alcohol with your dinner, you'll likely feel the sedative effect of that as well. But there is a way to take advantage of the tryptophan in turkey. If you have trouble getting to sleep one night while there's still leftover turkey in the fridge, you could have a late turkey snack. And that, nutritionists say, might be the right amount of tryptophan on an empty stomach to help produce some serotonin. Today's episode is based on the article, Does Turkey Make You Sleepy?, written partially by me and partially by contributors to HowStuffWorks.com, whose names have been lost to the sands of time. If it was you, write in. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.